The White House is diverting more than $10 billion in coronavirus relief funds from orders of at-home rapid tests and other pandemic-related efforts. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. The White House says it's trying to come up with money to secure the next generation of vaccines and treatments for high-risk Americans, but it's facing a funding crunch because Congress has not acted on the president's request. Negotiations broke down in March over Biden's plans to end pandemic-related health restrictions at the border. In addition to cutting back on orders of at-home rapid tests, the administration is also scaling back funding for research and development of new COVID-19 vaccines and limiting orders of personal protective equipment as it tries to maintain stockpiles of vaccines and treatments heading into the winter. Ben Thomas, Washington.